This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, the NFL season got underway last night with a little saliva incident at the beginning. We have a big game tonight in Sao Paulo, Brazil, with the Chiefs and the Chargers. And Frank Cusumano is going to talk about all that. But he's on site at Norwood Hills Country Club this afternoon for a big tournament, aren't you?
Yes, Stiefel Charity Classic. The first round is in. Mark, I just saw something remarkable. You love golf, I know. You appreciate great golf. Stuart Cink, who I think is going to win the tournament, he was on 18, and he was basically like almost on the cart path, okay? And he knocks it to the fringe and then knocks in a putt from 50 feet away. He is your first-round leader at 7 under par. He's unbelievable. He's 6'5", big and strong. He's a great guy. If you get a chance this weekend, this is the guy to follow. He is special.
Well, what's great about a tournament like this is that it doesn't really matter if you're following the leaders or not. You're going to see legends out there, right? You can go to, you know, the guys that are in last place on Sunday and see the final round at the early tee times. You're still going to see people that you know and you recognize and you've, you know, watched play golf for maybe decades.
Exactly. And if you love the game of golf, watching women play and watching the Champions Tour play where the players play where they really don't go after it hard, and it's all about tempo. I swear to God, I watched Ernie Els for like an hour yesterday on the range. It was just so beautiful to see that tempo.
Just like my swing, smooth as silk, Frank. Let me tell you, Ernie Els and I have a lot in common. All right, well, let's talk a little football. First of all, the spitting incident last night, just unbelievable, kind of just a sad way to start the NFL season.
It really is. I can't believe Jalen Carter would do something that stupid because he's the best defensive player on the field, either team. And what allowed them to do is the Cowboys looked great and they ran the ball. If Jalen Carter would have been out there the entire game, I guarantee you Dallas would not have scored like they did in the first half.
Yeah, and the first half was really the game. The second half, things really slowed down. There wasn't a lot of offense, and the Cowboys end up getting a loss out of that. Now, we get a big game tonight, as I mentioned, in Sao Paulo. The Chiefs, you know, they win 15 games last year. They lose the Super Bowl in a way that wasn't even close. But look, it's the Chiefs, right? It's the Chargers in a very improved division in the AFC. Anything could happen. A lot of people are picking Denver, perhaps, to surprise this year. But what are your thoughts as we head into another season with Patrick Mahomes and a leaner, meaner Travis Kelce is what we're hearing from camp. He's slimmed down a bit.
I got a buddy that covers the Chiefs. It's around them a lot. And he said it was like maybe 2 days after the Super Bowl. He was in that locker room, Patrick Mahomes, and leading the troops. That he is as locked in as ever. He doesn't want to give up the title because a lot of people think that Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson have passed him. Look, they only lost one game last season because the last one doesn't count, so they didn't play their starter. I mean, their last season, they lost one game, okay? So they have an offensive tackle that's going to protect Patrick, and a motivated Patrick Holmes is really scary.
Yep.
Well, I can't wait. And it's going to be, you know, I'm seeing a couple of notes here for the opening weekend that I guess Christian McCaffrey might be out. It looks like Micah Parsons, who just goes to the Packers from the Cowboys, he would have been playing last night, he's questionable for the game against the Lions this Sunday, which is unfortunate.
Mark, how about the way it's beginning? I mean, the game tonight, then Sunday night, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
Monday night, Chicago Bears and Luther Burden. I mean, I just can't picture. You almost have to be a communist not to watch the NFL this weekend.
I love it. And, but I will say this. Let me just toss this in because I've really gotten wrapped up, and this happens from time to time, especially over the last 5 years. I really got back into tennis during the COVID years. And you know, we all used to be fans of tennis back in the 80s and maybe the early 90s, got away from it. So I love women's tennis in particular. And last night, because of the weather delay at the football game and because of halftime, I was flipping back and forth. But the women's semifinals last night were fantastic. And you have the final tomorrow with Aryna Sabalenka and Amanda Asimova, who is an American who beat Naomi Osaka, who's also an American, but she plays for Japan. So I'm kind of glad she lost because I hate that. But the U.S. Open, Carlos Alcaraz won this afternoon, so he's in the men's final. The U.S. Open has really been a lot of fun, Frank. I know you've been busy with other sports, but it has been outstanding. And then we have Mizzou and KU tomorrow. Woo! At the Zoo. Thoughts on that as we start? Well, not start the season. I guess we did that unofficially last week, but this is really the start of the season.
Okay, you have to be careful in the way you pronounce the name. It's not Jaden Daniels, it's Jalen Daniels. He's the Kansas quarterback who's got over 7,000 yards in his career, and this is his sixth year. And he gives you a semblance of Jaden. He's not going to be the second pick of the draft and a Heisman Trophy candidate, but he's a really good player. Look, all the talk in the preseason was Drink talking about his defense and the depth and the athletes, that linebacker Trotter. So they just have to make sure this guy doesn't go off, because I think Mizzou's offense is going to score some points.
You got to win that game tomorrow, though. I mean, this is a must-win game. The team knows it. The coach knows it. The fans know it. But, it's shocking to me that KU has put together a competitive program in Lawrence, Kansas. But they've done it. You know, credit to their athletic director and the coaches.
Yeah, it'll be a great game. It's a 2:30 game. I don't know what you do tomorrow. Do you go to golf early? You make sure you're home for the Cardinals. Do you want to see the Hungo speech at 3 o'clock? There's going to be an Infinity race on Saturday, and the big one, of course, is on Sunday. This is a tremendous sports weekend.
Yeah, we got Kenny Wallace coming up to talk about the races this weekend, the Enjoy 300. He's coming up at 5:30. Frank, get back on the course. Are you going to be hanging out there a lot this weekend, watching it and interviewing people? What's coming up Sunday night, by the way?
Oh, Sunday night. I spent some time today with Jack Nicklaus, so he's going to be one of our guests. He gave a really unbelievable interview. He's the best. And we'll be interviewing the winner of this tournament here at golf and, of course, the winner at the Enjoy Illinois 300 at the track.
I love how he just nonchalantly drops in. His little name, Jack Nicklaus, is going to be on the show on Sunday night.
That's so neat, guys.
That is awesome. All right, Frank, thank you so much. Have a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday.
Okay, guys, take care.
All right, Jane? You got big plans this weekend? I know you had the bike races down on the hill last weekend.
By the way, it was an incredible event.
Yeah, and wimped out. I should have come down. I thought about it. I just got unmotivated in the afternoon.
It was actually really great, and it's an underrated event, and it was phenomenal. The weather was perfect. But it's going to be all sports all weekend.
I cannot wait. I'm looking forward to the game
I'm
tonight.
I'm ready for it.
And I'm telling you, if you're into tennis at all, if you haven't checked out the U.S. Open, I would highly recommend that, because you were talking about Osaka, what she was wearing.
I cannot get that. Is just nonsense.
Yeah, I wasn't crazy about it either. Did you see it? She wore it every match. It looked like a tutu.
It looks like a tutu. It's ridiculous. Just play sports.
Well, she lost. And again, I get pissed off at her because she was born in Japan, but she's lived here. She's trained here. She lives in Beverly Hills, and she decided a decade ago, you know, to play for Japan, which is utterly ridiculous. So I'm kind of glad she lost last night. Have a great weekend, though.
Bye,
and
guys.
And Sue's coming back. We have Brian Kilmeade on the other side of the news.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.